This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Adam and Eve in Christian Orthodoxy, Evaluating Theological Models and Their Boundaries. This paper examines one of the most foundational and often misunderstood themes in Christian theology, the identity and significance of Adam and Eve. From the early church fathers to today's scientific debates, how we understand the first humans impacts our theology of sin, salvation, and the Imago Dei. In this work, I survey the main orthodox views, ranging from historical literal to genealogical and archetypal models, clarifying what must be affirmed for a view to remain within the bounds of orthodoxy. I also distinguish these from heretical positions such as Pelagianism, Gnosticism, and mythological reductions, which sever the biblical link between Adam and Christ. Paper proposes a fresh synthesis I call the covenantal image-bearing model, which places Adam and Eve approximately 50,000 to 70,000 years ago in the Persian Gulf Valley. It argues that what sets them apart was not just biological uniqueness, but a divine impartation of spiritual life, body, soul, and spirit, marking them as the first true image-bearers of God. This model integrates Genesis, Pauline theology, and current anthropological findings while preserving the essentials: a historical fall, the universality of sin, and Christ's redemptive necessity. If you've wrestled with how to make sense of Adam and Eve in light of modern science without compromising scripture, this paper is for you. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!